Hey guys, it's good. Welcome back to the music room. Of course, we've got some music that you got to check out and some news and the usual stuff. I'm joined back again with K-Souls.
I know K-Souls in the house. His ass.
In the his house, yes. Guys, you know this is your spot for like the latest emerging artists, music that you wouldn't typically hear. Like, you know, we got you.
Music room.
The music.
You're the key. Remember
that. Yeah, so make sure you hit subscribe. Comment on the video as we go along, but yeah, cool. So let's get into it. So I'm gonna start off as usual with my favorite picks of the week. So my favorite song that has come out this week has to be Sinead Hartnett's Last Love.
Big tune.
Yes, Sinead Hartnett is from the UK. Last Love has got like I always say this about music, but it's like an old school R&B. Like, I really love the people R&B, that are championing, you know, authentic R&B.
I put that because I still like to talk about neo soul. So I put that in the neo soul category. I don't know, there's something about the production that's very, that brings me back to that. It was like, I would say the early 2000s when neo soul was coming out, and it was like an alternative sound to R&B.
Yes.
It brings me to that.
Okay,
kind of
I hear
flavor.
That. I do hear that. She has a new album coming out as well.
Yep.
It's called Ready Is Always Too Late. It's gonna drop in May, I think,
ready
as well.
Ready is always too late.
Yes. It sounds dope.
Ready is always too late.
Like, I'm ready, but you missed your chance.
That's scary.
Yeah. So I think I'm interested to hear what it's going to be about, like the actual context of the album.
Yeah.
But Sinead Hartnett, she definitely writes beautiful songs as well. So I feel like we always big her up on here. So definitely go and check her out.
Good up, Sinead.
Yeah. My international pick of the week is a girl I found via Instagram, and her name is Venus. She's from Texas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a listen to that track actually.
Yeah, Senses. The song is called Senses. Yeah.
Venus with the E.
Yeah. Venus.
Ness. Yeah. Cold.
Yeah, it's definitely
beautiful
good
voice.
See, that gives me neo soul vibes.
Yeah, I'm liking your selection this week. I can't lie.
Thank you.
You know, touch some weeks it's a little questionable, you know, but I can't lie.
Yeah, no, she's dope. Yeah. She's dope. I love like discovering artists from different countries that are still like on the rising level, because it just makes me feel good to know that there's people across the world that are still making like really good music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. So big up her, go and check her out. Like you said, her name is V3NUS. Yeah. Go hit her up. My UK R&B pick of the week. Big up Lavelle London with Need Some Time.
I'm just gonna sound like I'm breading it this week, but that's another cool tune. Like, when I heard it, I was like, what?
Yeah, levels.
Yeah.
Lavelle leveled up.
Cold.
Yeah, it's cold. Yeah. So it's definitely repping for UK R&B. Don't let anybody tell you that there's no R&B in the UK, or that UK R&B is dead, or that R&B
just
in general is dead.
You're searching for it.
That's
the truth. It's just not in your face. Like, it's not the typical tunes that you would hear on the radio. Yeah. There's a lot of R&B if you search Spotify playlists. If you just, even SoundCloud, you can
SoundCloud,
go back to SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Like, the algorithm's good. Like, you hear a track, like one track, and then you'll just discover like there's so many in that category. Do you know what I mean?
But there's definitely like a scene that's like ready to like break free.
Or listen to DJ Ace, One Extra, on a Sunday night.
Oh, that's very true.
I can't lie. He's...
Yeah, that's where I find a lot of my new music from. Like, okay, write that down. Yeah, that's true. That's very
that's
true.
That's a job, though.
Yeah,
we discovered that at the same time. I'm a discoverer.
Yes,
but
that's how you discover music, though.
Yeah,
like, I follow so many different.
Well, I
like
to be the first to know about it. I can't lie.
Yeah, but it's not always that easy. I follow so many, like, on my Instagram, I follow so many like R&B platforms so that I don't miss a beat. Do you know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you're interested in like discovering alternative music or music that's dope, that's not necessarily pushed out, I definitely recommend just having a search for, like, just type in UK R&B on Instagram and just see all the different platforms that pop up. Yeah, with the hashtags and stuff like that, because there's a lot. But yeah, so big up Lavelle London, keep rapping. He's been doing his thing for a while, so keep doing your thing. My UK rap pick of the week,
who's that?
Oliver Jones. I just discovered him via Anissa Marie. Big up Anissa Marie. She's doing like the vocals on the song. Yeah. It's called You Wouldn't Understand. I'm not even gonna try
it's,
and because
it's
her voice
vibe.
Is
like it's that lo-fi kind
of
hip hop vibe. And you know what? It's big, I like it. Mm-hmm. The rapper, Oliver
James.
He's cold, the flow was good, the storytelling was cold.
Yeah.
The vocals from Anissa Marie, but we already knew because obviously we've worked with her before.
Anissa Marie is just one of these
she's
people
graced
that
the stage at the Next in Line events.
One of these people that you need to get on board with. Do you know, she has a voice that just needs to be heard, you know? So definitely rate that song. Go and check it out. Like you said, it's a nice lo-fi beat. It's wavy. It's one of these things that you have to stop. You listen to the lyrics and you vibe. You create the story with your mind. And that's what good rap music does. Yeah, so. Oliver Jones with You Wouldn't Understand. And it's featuring Kayla Infinite and, someone else, but I didn't know that. Okay, cool. Anyway, my album of the week. Now, I didn't see a lot of projects, I can't lie, but I did come across some dope projects from emerging artists. One of the ones that I found. That's where it's at, yeah. On my search for my album of the week, I came across this American R&B singer called Brandy Hayes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's obviously still emerging. I think she's from LA. She's out in LA and stuff like that. But her EP, she just dropped an EP called Silhouette.
Silhouette.
Yeah, and if you love, like, slow jams, like, if you're in that kind, it's like a sultry, sensual R&B, you know. So if you're in that kind of, like, vibe, just to let yourself, you know, be
it's
free.
One of them ones.
Yeah,
I haven't heard it, but I'll take your recommendation.
So Brandy Hayes, Silhouettes. Definitely put that on in, like, your late night playlist, if you know what I mean. Cool. And my legend of the week. Now, you see, I have a few, and I'm not supposed to do this, yeah. And
I'll choose the one.
Okay, big up Neo.
Neo?
Yeah. Neo celebrates 15 years since he dropped his debut album, In My Own Words. And he dropped it with 6 new tracks. And he's also got a baby, by the way.
He dropped it again?
Yeah, so he's re-released it.
Oh.
Yeah, with additional tracks.
Why not? Why not during the pandemic, during the year where people...
I'm happy you did that, though. Because you know when you hear music...
Ain't that a cheat code, though?
It's a cheat code, but I think right now it's okay.
Yeah, for the time we're in,
Do you know what I'm saying?
Little reminder. Exactly. Little R&B. I'm hearing a lot of breakups going on. There's a lot of breakup songs.
It's a good album to put your feelings. Yeah,
I'm so sick of love songs. Mm-hmm. Some sort of people might be thinking of that right now.
Yeah.
You know, all the stress that people have been going through the lockdown, been stuck with your partner
100%.
At home.
Yeah, 100%. I do hear that, but
I'm only joking. Positivity all the way. Just keep the relationships.
No, but I do hear that, and I feel like good. Like we were saying before, like good music takes you back to a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I like the fact that he's re-released his album because you listen to it and it's like, oh man. And I feel like because we've been locked down, if you haven't been doing a bit of self-reflecting, you've been wasting your time. So when you've got music to accompany you, looking back on your growth, it's just great. I don't know, but yeah, big up Neo. He's still got it. Like I said, he's got got his fifth child on the way.
Is it?
Yeah. So
he's been getting popping.
We're popping.
That's why he's been slower on the music, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. He's on his daddy's duties. Yeah. So big him up. I also had Tank with Can't Let It Show.
Big up Tank.
Yeah, it has the Maxwell.
I wouldn't say I'm the strongest Tank fan, but yeah, big him up.
You don't like R&B.
He's a legend. No, obviously I know what he's done.
I can't make you love me.
Okay, well that was not going to attract me to his music.
Yeah, Tank. He used the Maxwell sample on it.
Big up Maxwell.
Yeah, maybe that's why Maxwell didn't want to do the verses, because he already got paid from using
so what,
it anyway.
He didn't, is that what they're saying?
I don't know, I'm joking, I'm just spreading shade. And also Lil Mo with Broken Heart. I just wanted to bring up Lil Mo.
Where
is
she, man?
That's the only reason why I forced the ting, innit? Because like Lil Mo, it's great to see that you're still doing music, keep doing your thing.
Fair enough.
She was on Love and Hip Hop for a while.
Is it?
A bit.
Oh no.
Yeah. But yeah, go check it out. The song's called Broken Heart. It's alright. Yeah. Cool, so let's get into some music that is coming out very soon. We've got Bryson Tiller, who just dropped his Anniversary Deluxe album.
Yeah.
But he also has a new album coming out soon. It's going to be like a collaborations album.
With who?
More different artists.
Oh, just, okay.
Yeah, and it's going to be called When Stars Align. Yeah.
Cool. Well, Bryson Tiller's cold, isn't it? So
yeah.
I believe in anything he brings out. So yeah, that'll be a good look.
Yeah. Do you know No Name?
Yeah.
She's gonna be dropping a new.
She was a bit moving a bit, but mad on
the J. Cole thing.
Yeah, but she's a good artist.
Yeah, she's up. She's deep. She's introspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I like her.
Yeah.
She is dropping a new album called Factory Baby. And she also just dropped a new single called Rainforest.
Cool.
Yeah. But I like that. I like her style of rap. You know, it's...
Yeah, she's it's, that wavy.
Yeah.
Meaningful.
Yeah, but at the same time being very colourful.
Mm, creative.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars link up for... a new album as well. So basically, I think they've joined forces to create a band, and the album's going to be called Silk Sonic.
Boy, I just hope they're not like battling who can hit the notes. I mean,
no, I think it'll be a vibe. Can
it's
going to
be
a,
it's obviously, it's definitely going to be a vibe. I'm just thinking like they're two cold artists. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what? I hope to see more people doing things like that. You know. Like, you know, we talk about collaborative artists. We're Bryson
Tiller. I mean, we've had it over the time.
Yeah, everyone should keep doing it. Yeah, people should keep doing it. Duet albums.
Mm. Biggie duets. That's what just came to my head.
Yeah.
I think it's only because I've been watching that.
Oh, the Netflix thing. Yeah. It's cold, though, you know.
In my mind, yeah, it's cold.
But we got to talk about that a bit later. Justin Bieber is also dropping a new album. I think he's dropping a single this Friday as well. This Friday being, we film on Wednesday, but yeah.
Yeah. For all you Justin Bieber fans, he's not really spoken about in the R&B community that much, but go check them albums. But I can't.
Yeah,
lie.
You know what? Yeah, I've
I
been
can't
hearing,
lie.
People have been telling me that Justin Bieber is the man, and I think
he does a good R&B. I tell you that.
You know what it is? Yeah, I think because I grew up with Justin Bieber. Yeah, when I was okay, when Justin Bieber was making music, I was like an adult. So I kind of, in my mind, maybe just writ him off.
Yeah.
Like, it's a child star, like. Mm. And I grow music and whatever. But obviously, over the years, he has wowed me a lot of the times. But I've never really taken the time to really sit down and listen to, like, a proper Justin Bieber album.
You
feel like I'm missing out. A lot of people tell me I'm missing out.
He's good. I can't lie.
Okay, cool. So I'll be listening to that. I think it's coming out in March the 19th. So I'm definitely going to... I'm going to stream all his previous albums and then...
Oh, so you're going to do, like, a... Discography.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm gonna see, because the tunes that I do hear from Justin Bieber, I'm like, whoa, like that's not Justin Bieber. But
it is, boy.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, Alpha Mist as well. We spoke about Alpha Mist a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
His album Epoch with MOV is also on my 50 best albums of 2020 that you need to go and check out. So go check that out. But he also has announced that he's dropping a new album, The Bring Backs, very soon. And he dropped it with a single called Organic Rust.
Yeah, big up. I still need to get into him. I need to listen to some stuff from him. So, yeah.
Alpha Mist is cold. Definitely put him on your one to listen to, your watch, your... Save for later list, yeah. cool. But yeah, cool. So let's get into some news.
Let's get into it.
All right, cool. So what's been happening this week? K Michelle and Keisha Cole.
What's going on with them two?
So apparently did you know they were beefing?
I mean, I knew like Keisha Cole was beefing someone. I didn't know it was K Michelle. What's the just behind it?
I don't really think there's like anything. I was trying to find, like, the reason why they were beefing. I couldn't really find
it. Well, I know they were both on Love & Hip Hop, and it's easy to
end up beefing someone. Yeah, I think it's just bickering. Yeah, like, you know when you just bicker on, like, social media?
Yeah,
It's just sometimes you just catch
bad times. And they're both talented, so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they were pit against each other silently, but you don't know. But, yeah, anyway, they seem to have got over their issues. They were on Clubhouse. They were in Clubhouse the other day, apparently.
Mm.
And then instead of arguing and, you know, getting into it, they were singing and enjoying life.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's how you get over your issues.
People are bored during lockdown, boy.
But yeah, they were on Clubhouse. They seem to have squashed their beef now, so there's no more of that, which is amazing. And they apparently are going to have a joint EP.
You know what's funny is that I keep hearing like things that happen in Clubhouse, yeah. I'm not on it, by the way, but I keep hearing it, and it's like, it's just destroying a lot of people, yeah. But to hear that two people linked up through Clubhouse and they squashed their beef and that's a good look. So maybe Clubhouse ain't as bad as what I'm hearing, bro.
I feel like Clubhouse has its perks, yeah. I'm not on Clubhouse as well. Mm. I'm sort of on the fence about it, yeah. But I feel like it definitely has its perks. Like, there are reasons why I really do want to get it. Yeah. But then at the same time, it's like, how do I know it's not just one of these things that people are just using just to talk? And also, what qualifies some people?
It is one of those things people are using to talk.
Yeah, I think we listen too much to other people's opinions, to unqualified opinions. Like, obviously, like, it's great for networking, meeting people that, like, are on your level or doing things that you're doing and kind of having conversations about where you're at, yeah?
Yeah.
But I just feel like there's a lot of unsolicited advice or guidance from unqualified people. And I feel like people are... It's like the blind following the blind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like people place people too much on the pedestal, and it's like the whole concept is to be on the pedestal. They have some leadership thing. Someone nominates people to be on like imagine a stage.
Yeah,
like, and then they talk. Yeah. So it's like, I feel... Do you know what? I can't even talk about it, to be honest, because I've never been on it. But from what I'm hearing, it's just a place full of chat.
Yeah.
And, you know, when there's a place full of chat and people are going on and on, like, sometimes people say, when it's live and direct, you can't edit. Mm-hmm. Some people just say some wild stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, that's what scares me.
It's
exactly.
Peak, you know what I mean?
That's exactly what scares me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would join Clubhouse for the networking purposes, but at the same time, I just don't like talking too much, you know, apart from this, obviously. Cool. Lady Leisha, speaking of beef, Lady Leisha turned down... 250k from a record label to diss Nicki Minaj. That's old news to a lot of us.
Yeah, I heard that a while ago.
Yeah, but she was on a podcast recently where she discussed more about it. Apparently, she cried when she turned it down because she was like, this money could change my life, but I ain't going to it. I rate her.
She's a stand-up girl.
Yeah, I do. Well, I
respect it. Like,
yeah,
golden rule. Like, you got your talent. She's a talented artist. She got bars, and she did it herself anyway. Yeah. She's successful.
She needs to get involved in all that mess. Yeah. Didn't Nicki Minaj... Didn't she perform with Nicki Minaj at one point as well? So I just feel I just feel like if you do things the honourable way, if you do things with your chest, like, you don't have bad vibes. Like, you don't have, like, negativity following you. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. There's even, like, that... You remember that Steph thing when, like, Steph had a thing with Nicki Minaj or whatever?
Yeah.
And it came up recently as well.
Yeah.
So you see things like that, it's like, that's going to follow her around forever because she was trying to clear her name and be like, look, the blogs can post what they want about me, but I know I've changed. Lady Leisha knew from jump, she said, you're not going to attach me with that rubbish no
way.
So
what, did Steph do something like that?
So I think there was a time ages ago, yeah, where like Little Mix, so I can't remember.
I know that Little Mix was meant to do a tune with Nicki Minaj, but... She said she's not going to do one until they've got the tune that suits her or something. And she took a long time, but she found it and eventually worked with them.
Yeah.
So where does that bring Steffi?
I can't remember. I can't remember the beef exactly. I can't remember, yeah. Mm. But, like, the Barbs got on to Stefflon. I can't remember.
Nicky's got an army, boy.
Yeah, oh, the Barbs, yeah. Crazy. I can't remember really what the issue was, yeah. Between her and Nicki Minaj or whatever, but Steph London, she did say like she's never had a problem with her, like she's always like rated her and stuff like that. It could be things that just get twisted up, you know. You say one thing and it just turns into a mess or whatever. But I feel like Lady Leisha's always kind of had a thing about her where she is in this for the music. There's no other. Yeah. She don't really talk out of turn.
And if she wanted to, like, well, I mean. She is a dissing artist. Like, if she
could send anybody.
IBD,
yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah, that was too much. But
that's embarrassing.
Yeah, she's that type of artist, so I could see where the label or whoever it was tried to, like, I could see the market they were going for and what they were trying to do. But I guess if she has respect for Nicki and she's not trying to go down that route, then obviously she done the right thing.
Yeah,
and it's good principles.
Yeah, she's a very principled person. I think that rates her. She's on Dancing with the Stars. Did you know that?
Yeah. She's doing
that's lit. Yeah, that's lit. She, do you know, I was reading that same article where I read about the whole thing, yeah? She was like how she feels 30, like she feels her age now. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, obviously it's no easy task, you know. All of that. Honestly, sister.
I can relate. I'm not gonna lie. Still,
I can't even drink, let alone do all of that exercising. The other day, I tried to do squats. My legs were aching for like 5 days. But it's better now. I'm getting used to it. But yeah, so I really rate her. Keep doing your thing, and integrity is a big thing.
100%.
Gets to number two.
I don't know if you lot heard last week, I was behind the camera prophesizing, saying, get that number one, get that, he's going to get it. I'm not mad at it. Like, still a good position for him.
You know? I agree.
And yeah, the album is, like, do you know what? It's number one in our community anyway. Do you know
what I would say though, yeah? I would say, cool, it's number two on this chart, yeah, but let's not let it drop. The main thing is, let's keep the consistency. Mm-hmm. Like, the same way we were gassing about it last week.
Keep it going.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, let him at least, like, have 2 weeks top 10.
The problem is that there's so much music being released that
that's true.
It's just easy to move on to the next. But generally speaking, that is one to remember. Yeah, and 100%. He's a legend anyway. Yeah. So...
Big up Getz. He lost out to Mowgli. I purposely did not listen to the song out of protest. I've been dead serious. I was like, I ain't listening to it. If I hear it, I'm like, it's not my stream. I'm not counting it. But maybe I'll go and listen now and hear what he was up against. Is that petty?
It's petty.
I was like, I don't want to contribute to him not being.
Do you know who that Mowgli? What type of artist is it? What genre, do you even know?
Popular culture, pop music.
So I don't know. So to me, from what I know, Getz was number one in my head, didn't it?
Yes, he was number one. Big up himself. Reading Festival sells out after organisers confirm it will go ahead in August.
Y'all are desperate to go out.
If I had known, I would have booked it as well, you know.
Boy, let's see if it goes.
No, I think outside is going to open.
I don't know, man. They just extended furlough to September.
No, man. Like, Wireless Festival's back on. Latitude Festival's back on. Well, all the festivals, you know, no.
Why are you so confident? It's not just hope.
It's not just hope.
Has the government not lied to us?
I just don't feel like the government can keep us locked in for another summer. I don't think people have it.
Restrictions? No, they might let people out, but what? Big festivals.
If anything, we'll go to a festival and they will lock down next winter when it's cold. Okay, that's okay.
Or they will monitor.
Can we not just go out every summer and then winter we lock down?
What you expecting this to last? Well, to be honest, to be fair, it may last long, innit? But like, we don't expect it to. We don't really want it to. But in terms of the festivals, they're definitely going to have some sort of system. Like, I don't know whether it's you have to have had the jab.
Yeah.
Or maybe you need to show take a test on site.
Yeah.
Or they're just gonna have massive, but they can't have massive queues. I was gonna think it's gonna be like a limited capacity and then one in, one out or something. But then you'll have a build up outside.
How can you have one in, one out at a festival?
No, I'm saying like they might have a capacity once they reach that. It's one in, one out. But then I thought that would be silly because there's a queue as well and that's people mixing. Mm. But they did the 21st of June plan did say all social contact allowed.
Mm.
But I just can't, like, they've done all of this to us now that I can't even imagine, like, bare people linking up. I can't picture it.
Oh, they will soon.
I know people will, but I'm just saying that I can't picture that it will run smoothly as people think. But let me not be a pessimist. Like, we hope that we're out by 21st of June, you know. Let's hope that another country doesn't develop a strain.
Oh, it's happening already. Every day there's a new strain. Brazilian strain, African strain. Like, Lord, let's just go out, please, please, please. I enjoy, you know, being inside my house and in my bed as much as the next person, yeah. But I would like, you know, the option to do other things. And it's just annoying because now that I've decided to take, you know, my life seriously and start, you know, enjoying life and going out to, like, festivals and travelling and shit, there's all this COVID and... Maybe God is telling me it's not supposed to happen. But yeah, cool. Yes. The Great Escape is going to take place virtually. So maybe if worst comes to worst, there'll just be a lot of virtual.
What's that?
The Great Escape is like a festival for the music industry.
Oh, yeah, it happens every year.
Brighton, yeah. But loads of like music execs and industry people go, yeah, and they have performances and networking stuff like that.
That's dead virtually.
Yeah, you, virtually. What are you
tired
gonna
of
do?
This virtual networking. Hey, I'm through a video screen.
Yeah, it's a bit sad, isn't it?
Are we robots?
Yeah, what kind of Black Mirror reality is this? But yeah, Swiss Beats reveals that D'Angelo was originally supposed to battle, guess who?
Maxwell.
Valentine's Day.
I pinned them two together. I was like, look, if D'Angelo should battle someone in the verses, it should be Maxwell.
It's the only one that kind of matches him.
What went wrong?
I think D'Angelo wasn't ready at the time to do it because it was supposed to take place on Valentine's Day, and then D'Angelo wasn't prepared.
He had a thing at home.
No, but you know, come on, like, listen, did you watch the verses?
I mean, I've got through like half of it, and
yeah,
it's cold. But you see, the problem for me is it sounds more like a live concert, and also D'Angelo, if you follow his journey, he's always done that type of thing where he's played live and done videos, and so it's like it's nothing new. I mean, it's refreshing to me because I'm into Neo Soul, innit?
Yeah.
But like, it's nothing new. I would have liked go head to head with another Neo Soul artist.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, even though like we will appreciate, because when Erykah Badu and Jill Scott did it, as much as
that was just in their house, as well,
much as
even
we were
before,
slightly like putting
the
them head to head, like we were just still enjoying the vibe of hearing both songs flowing. It's just like listening to a set, innit?
Yeah.
It would have been nice to have someone of a similar status actually go head to head and play tune against tune.
Yeah.
And we would have loved it. Even if we would have judged it, we would have genuinely just enjoyed the vibe. And that's what I missed about that.
So, but that to me is like, D'Angelo takes music very seriously, as you can see. He probably had this whole production planned and it was like, nah, I can't make it happen by that day. And obviously the days didn't match up. Baby Maxwell couldn't do it. Like last week when it happened, so it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
But it's a shame though, because that would have been amazing. It was not a versus; it was the D'Angelo show, and the friends were not the guests that we expected. The friends were us. That's what he basically said.
Oh, is
he
it?
Said, y'all my friends.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When I heard about the versus, like you said before, it was like when I heard it was just Method Man and Redman, and then her, I was like, ugh. Bit underwhelmed. Mm. Obviously, I rate them all.
Yeah,
so it's
not
like why definitely. It's like why only them? Yeah, why not more?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's conversations we will put D'Angelo in. Get those other artists that will be in the same conversations. Because Redman and Method Man, yeah, they're cold and the link ups are cold, but they're not in the same conversation as D'Angelo in terms of the genre, the type of music. We want other artists like that.
Yeah.
Go head to head. That's what the concept of verses is. But obviously, it might be changing now because they've realised live stream is popping no matter what.
Yeah.
So they might be doing different things with it. But, you know, we like the original concept of verses.
Yeah, I hope they don't go with this whole single performance, like, concert vibe. Yeah. Like, that's not a verses. Call that something else. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Keep the verses, because that's what we came to see. But regardless, big up D'Angelo. It was a phenomenal performance. Like, that's the only kind of performance that he can deliver, you know. I enjoyed it. Her, as usual.
We love her.
And she did Nothing Even Matters.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh.
Due to what? Wait, she. Jeez,
yeah.
I need to hear that.
You know the original Lauryn Hill, D'Angelo, Nothing Even Matters.
It
like,
just clicked.
Yes, her did that.
Okay.
I did that. Yeah, but yeah, cool. What's next on my list of things to talk about? Streams of Bobby Shmurda's music went up by over 600% from.
Of course.
That's mad.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
He's been getting a lot of
expected
love, you know.
That.
Yeah.
Because obviously there are certain people that are want to find out what the hype is about.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this Bobby Shmurda
guy?
He's been away for certain changes in hip hop, so I can see that a lot of people are preparing for whatever he's going to release.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So you go back. So yeah, of course, normal.
Do you know, I saw one video of him, yeah? He was in a club, enjoying life. Somebody offered him alcohol.
Yeah.
He said, nah, man, he didn't drink.
He said he don't drink. He's come out focused mode.
Do you know what? Please keep it up. Don't let nobody bring him off his track. Let him do his thing. He said, nah.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn up with you, but I'm not going to turn up with
Jeez.
You. Yeah.
He's a rated person. People rate him. He's a stand-up guy. He took accountability for what he did.
Right.
He even sacrificed some of his life for someone else to get a balanced sentence with his. And that was when he was about to blow, like, differently. Yeah. Like, you know, that's hot. What was it again?
Hot
something.
Hot and red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that was popping off in the clubs and he took that sentence. So I feel like that celebration itself just shows that, look, if you're the part of that life and you're real,
yeah,
and you're dealing with the consequences, like, no one can judge you. And in a day and age of fake people, like that sex position guy, yeah, it's just good to see that there's still people of that generation that have principles.
Yeah, that's it.
Because it doesn't matter what you're like. Well, I mean, there's right and wrong and there's different walks of life people are going to take, but at least have principles.
Principles, yeah.
At least, you know, have that. Yeah. Like, that's grown shit.
Yeah. Like Lady Leisha, like, mm-hmm. It's true. Today's the principle day. Yeah. Yeah. Like, have your principles. Yeah.
In this life, have your principles.
Because that shit's going to follow you everywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, that, and that's your legacy, to be honest with you. Like, mm-hmm. How you move is your legacy. So if 100%. You move in a mad way, like, integrity. Just trying to get up, that's how people are going to remember you, know?
Yeah.
You might think, oh, I need to do this to get here so people can know me from this. But no, it's how you get to there that what people are going to know you from,
mm-hmm.
know you for. Do you know what I'm saying? You might think, oh, I need to just do all of this stuff so people can know me as the best singer alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you've done a madness to get to that, the people are not going to know you as the best singer alive. They're just going to know you as da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using restrictive talking. I'm not explaining my words properly, but yeah. But definitely, I agree with that. Have principles, man.
In this life.
That's your legacy right there. Guess who else's music sale has shot up?
Who has done something in the blocks?
Who has done something? It's a band, and it's not...
Daft Punk.
Oh, damn it.
I heard about it.
I was going to say, it's not who you think it is, because, you know, Daft Punk.
Yeah.
They're an electronic pop, I guess, band.
Legends in the game.
I think they're from Berlin.
Yeah?
I think.
Legends.
Yeah, Daft Punk. Mm. But they split up.
What?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that. I heard their name ringing around, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
What,
they split up.
Legendary, though.
They announced it. I think they've dropped a new single or an album and something. And then they're just...
What, last one for the road?
Yeah. Do it, man, do it.
Yeah, that's Daft Punk.
They're cold, man. Yeah.
Mm.
Let's get last night. You could be my black cake mask tonight. Jeez. Oh, gosh. I can't wait for Kanye to come back. Please, God, let him come back. Anyway.
So he's got a lot to say.
Yeah, 100%. Do you think Kanye will actually... I actually read somewhere months ago that he was going to have, like, an album that details his divorce to Kim Kardashian. Do you think that would be messy? Or do you think that's... Is it messy for me that I want to know what the hell he went through in that relationship?
Hold on. Do you know that you're talking about a family that is constantly in the media and blogs that air out anything?
Yeah,
you're telling
true.
Me Kanye, who's a storyteller rapper that has rapped about his mum on songs, that has rapped about his education, his experiences in life, you're telling me he ain't allowed to talk about the divorce if
that's
he wants
true.
To?
That's very true.
Like, it's not messy. Well, I mean, most things get messy that's in the public eye with famous people, yeah? But at the end of the day, this is a part of his life. So if he chooses to do that, then so be it, innit? Like, I mean, it's going to increase the sales.
Yeah.
For both, like, it's going to increase, I don't know if it works.
Kim's profile.
But Kim has had negative things that has blown her up anyway.
Mm.
So I feel like they're just that family and Kanye, this big anyway, so don't matter. And to be fair, since you're so much in the public eye, maybe you should let us all know, innit?
Yeah, I think we deserve it. Having to put up with your stuff all this year. So at least let us know what went down.
Was you in Get Out or not?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Like, what was it? And the thing is, I've really tried for so long not to talk about, because I really don't like to talk about, like, negative things that are happening to people.
Mm.
It seems Kim Kardashian and Kanye, it seems like they're in a good space. Like, I don't think...
Well, I'm hearing every day there's something new.
Yeah, there's something new about their divorce, but not necessarily that they're going at each other.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So something else is revealed, like, two reasons revealed.
But they've both got, like, images to keep up. They're kind of, like, important in the media world.
And also, they have a lot of kids, you know?
I guess so.
So I actually
That's an important thing actually.
For such a huge profile couple, the divorce is not as messy as I expected it to be. Like, there's just little things coming out. Like, the real reason is that Kanye West spent $12 million on his presidential campaign. Yeah, like, I divorced him too. Like,
No, crazy ass. I mean, if he believes in becoming a president and saving the world, is it bad to dream? Is it bad to take it through? Is it bad? Maybe he believed.
Yeah, but I think it was a rush campaign. Maybe he should have taken his time with it.
Fair enough.
And I believe.
But ain't they good for it? Ain't Kanye a billionaire? Like, why can't he? If that's, I mean, look, he's conquering things. So if he wants to do that, can't he waste a little 12 mil?
No, but come on. Say you're married, yeah, and you have you have 20k savings in your bank, yeah. You have a modest life, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then your wife says, you know what? I'm gonna do this.
What, two bags?
No.
That's the equivalent. He's a billionaire. He took out 12 mil. Okay, what?
Okay, I guess
in you see what I'm saying? It's like, let him live in it. If that's what, if he believes in it, okay, and he's actually working towards it, let him do his thing.
Why is that making me laugh?
How many things is Kim doing?
It's true. She's doing a lot of things. Yeah, she's actually studying to be a lawyer as well. She's getting her degree.
So just like she probably paid fees to do the studies, Kanye wants to pay fees to be president. Let him do his thing.
You bet.
I mean, to be fair, like, I don't know what the arguments were about. I don't know what the effect it will have on the relationship and what they spoke about. So it's not for me to say. But I'm saying that in terms of him spending 12 mil, I don't see it as a big issue. That
I suppose
it's divorce worthy.
In the grand scheme of things, when you've got like hundreds of millions, what's 12 mil?
Do you know what I mean?
It's just a bad investment. That's it.
Yeah.
It's
more where that came from.
Yeah. That didn't work out. It's cool. Yeah. And the thing is, Kanye West has lost money before. So what's 12 mil?
One minute he was in debt. The next minute he was a billionaire.
Yeah.
So obviously this man knows how to get in. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But I'm excited to hear. But guess who else is May, possibly, rather world president, maybe at some point in the future. Which American person do you think like would make a good president? Actor, musician, whatever.
Snoop Dogg, weed would be legalized. No, I'm joking.
Just give him the money.
Pull all the bombs back. We ain't bumming no one. Send them an ounce.
Yeah.
Or even more. Keys.
It's true, you know. Snoop Dogg will be a chill president, though. Mm-hmm.
I said that for bands, so just tell me, because I don't know.
Will Smith. Not that
I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, I could see it, isn't it? I think The Rock was saying maybe, that he might, you know.
Maybe entanglement will be a new status you could be in.
Mm-hmm. Are you tired of being entangled in these, these racist policies?
It'll be official. Look, you could be single, married, or entangled.
Mm-hmm.
Choose which one.
Entangled sounds fun.
I'm not mad at that because he does seem like a good person.
Yeah, he definitely. He said
he's entertaining.
He'll be down to run for it in the future. He said that he was gonna run for it back in the day, like with Trump. Yeah, like,
with Trump.
No, he's considering running against
during
Trump.
During the time, yeah.
Yeah, because he was like, if this guy can be president, like he was like, if nobody else is gonna take the presidency away from this guy, it might just have to be me. I think he was so appalled with Trump.
Wow.
But I could definitely see Will Smith being. Yeah, I think he'll get a lot of votes as well.
He would, but I just don't want him to become that guy, like that. In some ways, is a puppet. Or,
yeah, that's the only thing. Because most world leaders are just puppets. Because
look, you know, the truth is, yeah, you see Trump, I feel like Trump was respected even by the black community before he was a president.
Before, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even for hustles, a lot of rappers put Donald Trump in their lyrics or whatever. So I feel like being a president spoiled him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Will...
you don't want to...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at it personally. I just worry for him if he chooses to go down that route and it messes with his original reputation.
I feel like there are other ways to lead society, lead your community, than to be elected to office. Like, there's other ways.
It's even just clarity, to be honest.
Mm.
Like, Like, there are people really that's always like worked in the community and done things, even made bigger changes than some of these presidents or prime ministers, you know what I mean? Like, if you believe in something, just do it. Like, you don't need to be part of this. As long as you've got a community behind you, or you got a group of people that believe in the same thing and it's for the better, then just do it, man. All this clouty stuff, oh, I'm in charge, I was elected through whatever system, and
I hear that. You know what? You made me look at it from a new perspective, because originally I was like, I wouldn't mind Will Smith being the president of the United States, even though I'm not from there. But like, just the idea of it would be dope, yeah? But then it's true, like, when you get into that position, you're not even yourself. You're not even allowed to make the decisions that you really want to make. You're kind of somebody's puppet.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
So if it don't work out, and if we're not where, because I'm not American, yeah? But if the American people are not happy with what you're doing or the way things are working out,
your
reputation is done out here. So
yeah,
no, don't do it.
don't do it,
they'll use you and abuse you. No, don't do it. But yeah, big up Will Smith.
Big up.
Lead your community though, that's what it's about. I feel like every week I've got Jay-Z news, because Jay-Z every week does that shit.
Do you know what, yeah, listen, some of you need to take a note from this guy's book, because like, he's not in the news for like bullshit he's doing on social media. It's just moves, power moves, business. Another milli made, 300 milli made, 400 milli made.
So that's what, that was my point. Like, he made 300. Guess how much he made?
Okay, we have covered it.
Guess how much he made off of selling his champagne brand, Ace of Base?
Yeah, I know, it's a couple hundred mil.
Yeah, it's like 300 to 350 million dollars. That's huge.
Some people just got it. I mean, he can sell water to a welfare.
Yeah.
You know, so
he undervalued it though. In one of his songs, one of his verses, he estimated it as like 500 million.
Yeah.
But it's more than that. Obviously 600 million and a half of that.
Wow. So Do you know what? I'm not surprised. It's not used to be.
He's doing his thing, yeah.
Like that still.
Big up Jay-Z. He's also, have you seen his monogram series? There's one with Jada Kiss, the latest one was with Tinashe, and she talks about...
Oh, I saw that. The Hightails.
Yeah, Hightails. Yeah.
That's talk funny. About,
yeah, I love it. Yeah. Listen, Jay-Z, if you want to do it for me, I know nobody cares, but I can do it.
So what, that's Jay-Z's thing?
Yeah, so basically, you know how...
So what, they tell stories...
They tell their stories about their first time. Okay, so, cool. This is how it is. Jay-Z, remember ages ago I told you about Jay-Z started like a cannabis brand.
Mm-hmm.
He's heavily invested in the cannabis like business in America, he started Monograms to kind of like change the opinion around smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's got this whole campaign of like legalizing weed. So he's got like posters. He's put posters up around, I think it's New York or something. And like, it's like, you can go to prison. You can get on a plane with... You can't... So, you know, you can get on a plane with this, that, but you can't do this with weed. Mm. Or you can marry your cousin in how many states, but you can't smoke weed. So he's got, like, loads of different posters for his campaign about legalising marijuana, like, highlighting the hypocrisy in the laws. So you can do all these outrageous things, but you can't smoke weed recreationally. And I think it's really dope. So he's really pioneering this whole weed movement in America. Like, obviously, he's invested in it. So
like, is it... Because what I saw on Tinashe's thing, she just did a... She just chilled outdoor somewhere.
Yeah.
She was telling her weed stories, high stories.
Yeah, that's what they do,
That Snoop Dogg one where she smelled him over the studio.
Yeah.
And then she woke up, he was nowhere to be seen, and she ain't seen him since that
day. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Imagine that. That
she
Snoop, listen, yeah. We're going to find each other one day. We're going to have a session.
I'm
going to try to keep up.
No, I can't. Do you know what? I feel like I'm practicing every day.
Damn,
so that when I meet Snoop Dogg, I'm ready.
Damn.
I'm joking.
It'll be cool to bun a zoot with Snoop.
Yeah, but I think that takes years of practice, you know. I'm not going to lie. She disgraced herself, she said. She said that they were in the studio. She was ready to work. And then she hit a zoot with Snoop. And then she fell asleep. She woke up. He was gone. Never heard from him again.
You know what's mad?
Stop.
Do you know what? Yeah, that's kind of... I wouldn't say that's happened to me. Yeah, but like
Snoop.
This happened to one of my cousins, yeah. There was a time we was young, was like 14, 15, and then we had a website, innit, for our music. It wasn't MySpace, though. It was my cousin's a developer.
Like a Pixar website. Yeah.
So we had a website now, yeah. And then someone reached out to us through the website and was like, oh, yeah, we got this label, it's in North. We want you to come down. Long story short, we met this guy, and then he had a studio in his yard, said he wants to produce us. So now, the first session, we went there, he pulled out some crow with it. These times were like young. This is one of my first days of smoking, whatever. And then he gave it to us, put on a beat. All I know, I'm not going to say who, but one of us just slept through the session and woke up when it was time to go. We kind of blew that opportunity.
These guys can hang. These guys are not serious.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah. I said, don't ruin your opportunity because of marijuana, you know? Honestly, I have stories of days where, like, I shouldn't have smoked. Shouldn't have done that. Mm. Not that I do that anymore. What's up, mum? Anyway, cool. What's next on my news story? Yeah, Jay-Z. But, you know, it's weird because I always thought to myself, like, how come we don't have, like, you know, you've got the Jay-Z's, you've got the P. Diddy's, you've got the Birdman, the babies. You've got, like, the people that are able to start movements in America and then kind of build generational wealth and then kind of, like, create a community, like, really create. How come we don't have that here?
It's funny because there was recently an interview I watched, Mega and Tricky, Truth Be Told, and Mega basically touched on the fact that alcohol, but...
It's not alcohol, it's orange juice.
Sorry. No, mom. he said that how he had the same vision for himself with what he could do, and it's true. Someone like Mega should be the guy, the go-to guy for talent. Like he proved with a big crew like So Solid that right. he can gather a lot of man from wood and bring them to the screens and really, you know, create something. So really and truly, he's one of those people that should be in them offices or with their own, like how 100%, you describe it, like,
yeah.
a Diddy, whatever. But it was saying how the people in those offices, obviously the big majors and that, they weren't trying to fund that type of stuff. Like they didn't want that for the UK.
Yeah, so...
But the thing is like, eventually, and what's happening now is people don't need to really look that way now because you can create independently and there are movements coming out. So I feel like we're getting there because we're only really, as UK, we're only getting proper shine now. Like, back in the day, it weren't the same.
Yeah, but it's about having the capital to invest in it. So, like,
yeah,
I think I saw a snippet of that interview, like, on Made You Think. And then he was saying, like, they were like, see that Jay-Z, that P. Diddy, it's not going to happen. We're not going to fund you to do all of that mogul stuff. Well, no, you're not going to get that much money. Never,
so
ever.
So, do we doubt our own? Because I feel like eventually it will. At Mega's time, probably not. Because, obviously, he was one out of a lot of people that made it to the front. Like, there was nothing like that.
But he got demonized.
Yeah, I know, but I remember seeing, So Solid and Mobos, bare guys from the area I'm from, like, bare man on the stage, and I'm like, rah, this can actually happen. Mm-hmm. I never saw that before. So my thing is that they were one of a lot of people that got there, but not many people did. So, of course, the labels can say, no, we're not doing that. But I feel like now, there's a lot of people from our background making money. So all it is up to the people making money
now.
Yeah,
but he said like, back then, the labels had already had a discussion that it was never going to happen.
But listen, how can you stop it if the money breeds more power and there's more black people or more people from the ends getting money now? How can you stop it?
If it wasn't for him, then a lot of things, you know, maybe wouldn't be the way they are today. Mm. So I feel bad at the fact that they were stopped, So Solid Crew was stopped. And I feel like that is the thing that happens. Like, you know, you get to a certain level and then they kind of demonize you. So it doesn't work, or they stop you in your tracks. So that you can't
they just
get to
want,
a certain
you know
level.
What? I feel like the people that are behind all these labels and stuff, they don't want you to get too big for your boots or be a leader. Yeah. They'd rather you be a puppet.
Yeah.
So when they can see that you're the type of person that knows how to take lead, is a threat.
Yeah.
So they're going to find ways to corner you, do you know what I mean?
But what I do respect now, yeah, is that, like, we had the whole Wretch. Wretch is now, like, he's getting into A&Ring and, you know, he's getting into, like, work in the industry side, so he's not, like, necessarily a forefront artist anymore. But you also have people like Pound Sterling that are doing, like, podcasts that are, like guiding young people.
Yeah, Winners Podcast, I like it.
Yeah, they're, like, actually guiding people. So I feel like a lot of the people maybe that were rappers back in the day and maybe wanted to be leaders but couldn't be leaders because the industry stopped them. Like, even the podcast that Mega was on, like...
Yeah, Trippy Talk. Big up Tricky. That's, I like the concept. It's like, he's bringing a lot of people that have been through... You know what's mad? It's like, see that Drink Champs episode that just came on?
With Debs. Yeah. Anthony,
and that guy was like, oh, he doesn't want to interview the richest of people, the most successful.
He wants to talk to people that have been through shit. Yeah.
So I feel like Tricky's kind of doing that, showing that, okay, everyone, we're all older now. Yeah. Let's talk about our experience and move forward.
And that's what I love. Yeah.
Good, because like right now, people need to realize the outcomes of whatever's going on when you're young. Do you know what I mean? And what it could be.
Yeah.
And everyone could get on. So I rate that. And I'm. Do you know what? Right now, I'd say, let's not compare UK to America. Let's not do any of that, because I just have a good feeling about what's going on.
Yeah. I think we're all at a place of like re-educating ourselves and kind of like knowledge. And I feel like that's what music started off as, kind of like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know? But it kind of got muddied. But I feel like we found a new space in talking, like actual podcasts and stuff. So
So
I feel like maybe they were stopped at a certain level, so they couldn't do things for the community because the powers that be wouldn't allow them to, but now the fact that, you know, you're able to make your own content, you're able to speak, you're able to push, talk about the music that you want to talk about the topics that you want to talk about, talk about things that you want to talk about. I feel like now we're going to actually see these people making, you know,
changes
in the community.
It takes time, it's not a rush thing. It's like, eventually, I do feel like the common man will have a voice. They do have a voice now, but I mean, like, the common man will have power through unity, and I believe we're building that unity slowly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. Anyway, cool. So we're gonna get into a bit of TV news. I know you've been itching to talk about it the whole podcast, the whole show, whatever you wanna call this thing that we're doing. Notorious B.I.G.
Jeez, I got a story to tell. Man, oh man.
I didn't know that we're not allowed to call him Biggie Smalls no more.
Yeah, and he was serious. You see the way he was like,
don't call me Big Smalls. I'm dead. That's dead.
I got a lawsuit. If I say that one more time, I'm going to get sued. Yeah. Okay. Big up Biggie. Do you know what? Yeah. I mean, I told you this before. Like, I started, like, I mean, I've always loved rap, and probably my introduction to hip hop was probably Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise, which was a pop tune by hip hop. But obviously, that came out when I was like 11. Or something, or 12, and that's when
most of it came out when we were babies.
Yeah, and that's when I really studied lyrics, like through. But I didn't study lyrics on all tunes. It was just Coolio that I learned the lyrics because I always heard it. Now I'm older and I know it was probably playlisted, didn't it? So it was always playing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I remember like being in secondary school and hearing debates about Nas, Jay-Z, Biggie, Tupac. And there was a day, I remember I was around 15, and there was a day I decided, you know what, I'm going to download from LimeWire a Biggie album, and I'm going to actually study the lyrics and hear what rap is really about. Yeah. So, like, I remember 15 years old, Ready to Die was the first album I deciphered the lyrics, like I understood and listened and realised what it takes to rap. So, like, to hear the story behind Biggie's story, things like that, I didn't know that he was heavily into jazz. He had a neighbor that was a saxophonist.
But it's almost like it all makes sense.
It makes sense. And it showed me that he's really a music man. Do you know what I mean? And
you know, it's weird because it's like, okay, I think that unless you're from the era of Biggie, yeah, more times than not, you have to go back and research Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
And more times than not, like you said, it's going to be through the whole conversation, who's better, Pac or Biggie or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we all heard Pac growing up because commercially, you know, mm-hmm. he was there. Obviously,
changes. That was,
you know what I'm saying?
As well.
So, like, I'd be like, okay, yeah, cool. I'll go and listen to it. And then you hear Big and it's like, whoa. Literally, it's like a light bulb moment. Like, what? And then it makes you feel like, okay, no, I need to go and listen more to this. So I feel like if anyone is trying to understand hip-hop, literally hip-hop mm-hmm. or, like, rap music, yeah, and you're trying to get involved in that discussion, you're going to go back to Biggie. And Biggie just, he just, you just think, raw.
Yeah,
you
know? Man, he's cold. And so just listening to his journey in that documentary and the tunes and just him barring is like, this guy was gifted. And we got to realise, yeah, that around the time he was rapping, how he was rapping, a lot of people's raps were basic, but it was a fun type of hip-hop. It was, like, all about dancing with the rhymes, and you could say the basic things.
When I first heard Ready to Die, that's when I was like, okay, I need to find out who this big guy is, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I was young, so I didn't get it. You know, there's a lot of things that he's talking about that my young mind just thought, oh, he's raw, or he's just spitting bars or whatever. Yeah. I'm not an idiot. I can program music. I can, like, make it relate to me. Like, I can. But I think what he was talking about was so far gone from any, it was so detached from any emotion that I had ever experienced at the time. Do you get what I'm saying? But now, like you said, listening back now as an adult, yeah, and going through everything that I've gone through in my adult life, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing his story and seeing everything that he went through in his adult life, and then knowing where he was at mentally when he made that album, it attaches a whole new meaning to that album, because it's like, I get it now. Like, before it was just like, oh shit, that's bars, oh shit, that's hard, oh my gosh, look at his flow, it's cold, like, but now it's like, fuck, I feel that.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some greasy stuff that I can't relate to, obviously.
What he was going through.
Yeah.
And it was, do you know what, man, I rate the documentary, it was nice to see it in a natural form, like mother talking about how, because you know what, yeah, a lot of roadmen will tell you about their life and,
yeah,
bro, I lived a hard life, da, da, da. But these times their parents don't even know what they're up to. Their parents think that their kids having a normal life and they're just going to work and they're providing, do you know what I mean?
She thinks you're driving that nice car because you told her you have a nice job in this city.
And then a lot of men are on crack, so it was nice to see that natural thing of the mum only figured certain things out later on.
Even when she called him a bastard, she's like, because
you know what? You know where it was? Spoiler, but I don't care. Go and watch it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. But, like, he had, you know, white stuff in his yard, and his mum thought it was, like, old school mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, like, as kids, you might leave food in your house, in your room, sorry, and it's
my mum thought it was pan of jam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So his mum thought it was gone off mashed potatoes. She threw it all. And I think she only realised when he
passed.
When he passed?
Yeah, I don't think she knew.
She realised, basically, at a later stage, that it was really where it was.
So that means he brought it into my house.
Yes, that bastard.
Yeah. She's a G, man. I know she was shooting.
She was a stand-up woman. Yeah, you could tell that she did her thing. I mean, there was a lot of pressure for her, for a lot of single moms, especially those times, 80s in New York at that time. Like,
but you know what, that document, number one, I loved it because it was produced by, like, Diddy, his friends, Lil C's and them lot were in it, like, his mum was in it, so it's produced by people that are close
really
to him, so you know
it,
it's gonna be like, it's gonna be like as truthful as possible,
yeah,
you know. So, but what I like about it is the fact that obviously, like, we see what he was on in his younger days. He was really on crud, like, all this stuff, but then seeing some of his peers now older, it's the same thing, that the same vibe I get sometimes with Drink Champs. Yeah, you see all these people that are older now, and they're in a different position, they're in a different mindset, like, he has his album Life After Death. It's almost a representative of that. It's almost like, look, life goes on, like, you know, things can happen in life, but you keep it moving. And I like to see, I love the fact that there are people that have made it past it. It's unfortunate that Biggie had to die, but in a way, like, he became an icon. He had to die to become the icon that he is.
I think, do you know what?
Yeah, it's good that people made
it. It would have been amazing to have Biggie for longer, but I feel like he did what he needed to do. Yeah. I feel like everyone has a purpose on this earth, and like, he lived it. Like, he did his thing.
Yeah.
And some people clock the game fast. Yeah. That's what it is, you know what I mean? And I would say he clocked the game.
I do think there's something now, untowards about his murder, though. I don't know. I don't know all the facts. I don't know, but it's unsettling that it's still unsolved. I hate the fact that it's unsolved.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it. Him and Tupac, unsolved? It's weird.
It's weird. Definitely weird.
It's weird. But yeah, if you haven't watched I've Got a Story to Tell, definitely go check it out. It's a good watch. It's interesting. It's inspiring. And yeah. Big up P. Diddy. With the Harlem Shake.
Diddy, do you know what, What? There was something I watched that was mocking Diddy back in the day that he's always dancing, he was always moving, yeah. But when I saw the real footage that represents that, I was like, yeah, and there was one, they were in like, I don't know, was it an event or a club?
Yeah.
And everyone was normal. Just everyone was just standing there. Diddy was like, side to side, like where's the dancing time?
Yeah. Like, the song, you know the song? I like the song.
I know Diddy was one of them ones that will go in the middle and clash someone.
Originally he was a dancer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. He started off as a dancer. And then
Diddy, he loved to dance,
man. I'm not gonna lie though, I would be interested in watching one of these documentaries about Diddy. I think I need to know more life, about Diddy.
Yeah,
I would love to. Alright, cool. So BBC Three is set to return on TV next year. Why did they take it off in the first place?
To be honest, I don't know anything about that. BBC Three has always been BBC Three to me. The only thing I do know is that
BBC Three ain't free.
Yeah, TV license. You can
pay that TV license, yeah.
What I will say though, BBC Three has always been a channel to me that has always championed independent filmmakers.
Yeah, they've really tried.
And they've really like got into the youth culture. So,
I think it's good that BBC Three is coming back on air. I don't know why they removed it, but but it's really annoying. And I think, do you know what I think? I think they know that a lot of people, because like you said, they have a lot of things to do with youth culture and stuff like that. A lot of us, not me personally, sorry. A lot of people watch BBC Three, but we don't pay the TV license. I know you just hit.
I heard that allegedly. You
said, yes.
Me, I paid my license.
I have. I don't have TV.
Well, to be fair, I just stream it. I don't really watch
I think BBC that BBC like Three that. Knows that a lot of young people watch their stuff, so they're like, let's go back on TV. What stuff used to come on BBC TV, like Three Non-Blondes and all that stuff, like.
Bare like comedy.
Yeah.
Like urban comedy.
But it's good though.
Or should I just say black?
Urban. What'd you call it? Urban. What'd you call it?
Urban nickname for black.
Daniel Kaluuya, John Boyega, and Chadwick Boseman are among the 2020.
Daniel Kaluuya, is he the guy in Snowfall?
No, that's Idris. Damson Idris.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, Daniel Kaluuya is the guy in Get Out.
Get Out.
But they all won Golden Globe Awards. Which is
good luck to them, man. I support them all because they're all doing big things.
Apart from Chadwick Boseman, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Chadwick, though. Yeah, definitely. It's very sad. Black Panther, man. He showed us a new light.
Yeah, honestly. But yeah, man. So you know what? It's inspiring. Some people come here, they do their thing, and then they leave us inspired. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Biggie documentary, got that. Cool. Facebook to launch new music platform called Bars.
Go away.
Why? It's gonna help musicians, rappers. No, I know, you know exactly what is, what's gonna happen though.
Do you know what it is, I feel like, okay, cool. But let other people have the market. Like, can't do everything.
Do you know what I feel like it's gonna be taken over by a bunch of influencers, yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna hire a lot of people.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know the whole Munya Chihuahua thing? That it's gonna be something similar. Like, they say they're doing it to help like rappers, you know, gain fan base and you know.
Well, let's see. Me, I do music, so let me not rubbish it. Hopefully, it does whatever they say it's gonna do. Do you know what I mean? But I just feel that.
Okay, so Facebook launches Bars, a TikTok-like app for rappers.
Yeah, see, do you know what? The moment you put TikTok of it, it makes me think it's going to be very gimmicky.
Okay, so Facebook's internal R&D group, NPE team, has launched a new content creation app called Bars, designed explicitly for rappers to create and share their raps using professional created beats. The app lets users choose one of their professionally created beats, and then rappers can write their own lyrics and record 60-second raps videos over them. Bars can also automatically suggest rhymes as users... No, I did that. I'm sorry, because there's going to be so many... It's not going to help the rappers. Yeah, it's just going to be a bunch of people that look think they look good, or they have bare followers that think they can come here and do... And then they're going to, And there's going to be a few of them that maybe sound okay, or maybe that go viral, and the labels are going to be like, oh my gosh, you're so good. It's just going to be another thing for real musicians to be overshadowed in.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I will say, in some ways, it's good that there's something focused on rap or lyrics. So the ones that are very good, hopefully, is a platform that... Because, you know, like, I feel like when you're on social media, like Instagram or as a rapper, yeah, you love rap or you love rapping, so you really want to get out there. You pull it out, you record something, you pull it out there. But not everyone's there for rap. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it's like, sometimes it's a bit disheartening if you're trying to show everyone your rap, but people don't care that much.
I guess so.
So I feel like if there's an app or an extension dedicated to rap, you're really going to get your core audience.
I guess
And it's going to be focused on rap, so it just helps a bit more. But you're right, I do think you'll become gimmicky.
Well, Ice Cube claims that Warner Brothers refuses to make any more Friday sequels.
Why?
Because they're bastards. Oh, why is the camera not on? Because I want them to see me saying that they're bastards. Why? I don't know. Man. This is what I'm saying. And I hate to take it back to this subject all the time, but it's about ownership. Like, why do they think they can tell why do they think that they can tell Ice Cube that he can't do something that he created?
I mean, is it that they're saying they're not going to fund it, or he cannot do it completely?
No, he can't do it. Like, he can't use the Friday franchise. They own the Friday franchise, isn't it?
So my thing is, if he can't do it and you're banning him from doing it, that means you do realise it can make him money.
Yeah, of course. It can put him in
a good position.
Yeah.
So if that's so, why don't you cut a deal with him then?
I don't know. Do you know what I was thinking? But why would Ice Cube is growing? Why would he want to make Friday?
Friday's lit. I mean, yeah.
And then I remember his member of Jawani line called Friday.
Yeah,
so that would be great promo. And then he has his son.
And a lot of people have been asking for Friday.
It's
like
true.
There was meant to be a Friday After Next or something. Or
there's a Friday After Next.
I mean, there was meant to be
Friday
like
After
a,
Next. Maybe.
Yeah, there was meant to be one that everyone wanted, and it didn't come out.
And you know what's annoying? Because I always think, like, what would be the next storyline? But come on, like, Ice Cube's son. I played Ice Cube in
NWA.
Yeah. So straight out of Compton. So like, imagine Friday. Ice Cube is now the dad. John Witherspoon. Yeah. J O B job. Yeah. Yeah. So imagine, like, he's the dad and his son. Played his son in Friday, like that would be dope. I don't know
exactly,
that's what
that's
he
a
was.
Good extension, yeah. And it would be lovely to have Chris Tucker back.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna come back though. He changed. He said he's devoted his life to Clive. He's
so
not
he's
on
that.
Fair enough. But yeah, so
well, so is he not doing comedy as well?
He's doing comedy, but like wholesome comedy. Like the last comedy stand up I saw him do, he was cracking jokes about McDonald's, and I was like. Nah. But yeah, so rapper and actor Ice Cube has accused Warner Bros. Studios of holding his Friday film franchise hostage by refusing to greenlight a new sequel.
Ice Cube, my advice to you, bro, do a Dave Chappelle.
Honestly.
Go. I know you're not a stand-up
but
comedian.
He did, though. He went on Twitter and he was like, #FreeFriday from the jaws of Warner Bros., who refuses to make more sequels. They have hijacked the happiness of the culture.
Real talk, though.
Yeah.
Because Friday is, like, a big deal. Like, I remember when I was in secondary school and that was one of the first, like...
Do you know how many times I've seen Friday?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even tell you how many times I've seen Friday. I probably know Friday word for word.
Yeah.
Next Friday and Friday After Next. Are you dumb? No, they don't own that. That's what I'm saying. We need to be careful about who we give the gates to the culture. And I know, you know, to all our African American friends out there, yeah. You might think that, but you from England, like,
you don't understand.
Like, we grew up on that shit. Yeah, like, yeah, your culture is our culture, fam. Like, what do you mean? Up. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, to know that, like, Warner Bros. Trying to hijack the thing, like, they need to get a life, make your own shit. I mean, I know they do, but, like, just anyway. Cool. Finally, Mike Tyson urges boycott of Hulu due to unauthorized series called Iron Mike.
So wait, he didn't authorize a series that's based on him.
Yeah. So it's like
boycott. I'm with you, bro.
Yeah. Like, we were just talking about how beautiful the Biggie documentary was because his friends, his family, and were involved
they
in the process.
It,
You're not gonna get a true documentary if it's not authorized, man.
Yeah.
That's me.
And on top of that, like, it just kind of goes in alignment with what you were saying before. Like, if a company is not gonna let a man do something that he is the main character for or the main guy behind it, like Ice Cube, then, and you're saying that he's not allowed to use it, then why are you allowed to do a series?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that Hulu is the same level as Warner Brothers or they're doing the same thing. What I'm basically saying is, let's play it fair on both sides. If you're going to do a story about someone or is based on someone, they need to be in agreement.
Yeah, 100%.
Meet in the middle. But if you're also going to be the person that says they can't do it on themselves, Ice Cube situation, then you're just contradicting the whole process. Like, it's, do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, make it fair to both sides.
But they're not interested in making it fair. They're just,
of course,
they're interested
it's all about
in making
money and keeping certain people
in their place. But yeah, man, that's all the news I have for today. Oh, wait, one more important news. Coming to America is coming out on March the 5th, which will probably be a day before this comes out. So most of you would have probably already watched it.
What, on Netflix?
On Amazon Prime.
Jeez, oh, you gave me something to watch.
March the 5th? Yeah, this is going to be a great weekend. So make sure you go and check that out. But other than that, guys, please make sure you follow our brand new Instagram, The Music Room, spelled like the title of the show.
With a Q.
And keep it locked. Please subscribe, like, share.